Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Her of Fame. But you can call me Slur of Fame. Today is Saturday, December 10th, 2022. It is about 9:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about, 6:45 a.m. Pacific Time and about 3:45 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Help Group, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Not last night, though. It was EFP, all right, and we lost every fucking pick, all right? Unmitigated disaster. 0-3. You know, David Pasternak only got one point. We had him to get two, you know, and they ended up losing 4-3. Who else did we have? We had Sidney Kid Crosby to get 2 points. He didn't get any against Buffalo, and they're right back against them today. And we had another one that lost. I forgot what it was because I was so pissed. Give me a second. I'll think of it. Buffalo. Oh, Lipscomb. They lost outright. We had them minus 10. They lost outright to Alabama A&M. But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three for you today. I actually got four. All right. We're going to start with some college hoop rock. 2 p.m. start. Evansville at Ball State. And, oh my God, I got stats for this game. Where'd they go? Great stats for this game. Here they are. Okay, 2 p.m. Ball State's favored by 10. Evanston comes in 3-8. They shoot 38% from the field overall, and they give up 45% from the field overall. They shoot 27% from three, give up 36% from three. And they're rebounding. They average 33 rebounds a game, and they give up 37 rebounds a game. Now, turnovers where they succeed at. They give up 12 turnovers a game, and they get 14 turnovers from the opponent, all right? And then Ball State, on the other hand, they're 5-4. Okay, they shoot 49% from the field. They only give up 42. They shoot up 37% from field, from three, and they give up 35% from three. And they have a 35-31 rebound advantage. And the turnovers, they're dead even, all right? This is a little bit of an in-state rivalry. Evanston, they're both out of Indiana, but Evansville, I should say. I said Evanston. Evansville. They haven't really played any heat. And like I said, they're going on the road. You just don't trust teams on the road, college teams on the road. So we're going to go ahead and take Ball State minus 9, and that is minus 120 odds. All right, Ball State minus 9, that's minus 120 odds. All right, and then we got 7 o'clock. We got some puck action on the frozen pond. A Canadian battle, East versus West. Calgary Flames at the Toronto Maple Leafs. All right, Calgary Flames, they were kind of one of our darlings last year. You know, but they had some retooling, and, you know, they kind of got, you know, I mean, they got Mangiapane and what's my guy's name? Jonathan Huberdeau. They got him. And it's just not working out as good as it should, but they're kind of putting it together. But Toronto Maple Leafs, I mean, they were in the finals last year. They're regular season killers. Okay, they're regular season killers. And just right now, you don't really want to mess with them in the regular season. In the playoffs, different thing, different story. But we're going to take the Maple Leafs minus one. Okay, and that's minus 103 odds. They are minus 165 on the money line. So minus one means as long as they don't lose the game, you won't lose the bet. Okay? So minus 103, if they, you know, they go out and win by two, that's minus 103 odds, all right? And then the last one, well, one more college hoop rock, all right? I got to do this one. You know, we don't like going against teams from the Republic of Cincinnati, but this game involves two teams from the Republic of Cincinnati. And that is Xavier versus Cincinnati at the Crosstown Skyline Chili Crosstown Shootout. All right, nice intercity rivalry. Okay, these teams are about 8 miles. Their campuses are about 8 miles apart, much like Duke and North Carolina. You know, they just happen to be in the same city. You got Wes Miller at the University of Cincinnati, the Republic of University of Cincinnati, and he's the head coach of there. And Sean Miller, the Xavier coach, he used to be the Xavier coach. Then he went on to Arizona and other places and got into some shit. Now he's back at Xavier. And let me tell you, first things first, Xavier, you know, you got to be a part of this to know what it is. You know, it's going to be Miller's first year. Might be his second year, but still, Sean Miller of Xavier is a veteran of it. Wes Miller, not really, okay? And overnight, this thing has changed tremendously. Cincinnati was a 2.5-point favorite, I thought. But now Xavier's a 4-point favorite. So I'm going to go ahead and take Xavier on the money line. And that's minus 177. So let's go ahead and add a half a unit to that, okay? Because, Xavier is... Xavier's played some heat. They just lost to him. Both teams are 6-3. But they're two different 6-3s. Xavier, like I said, they lost to some heat. They beat West Virginia. Both teams haven't played in over a week. They beat West Virginia. And they lost to some better, you know, some teams that, you know, some P5 teams. I want to say UCLA, maybe. They lost to a couple teams that were decent. University of Cincinnati lost to fucking Northern Kentucky, a team that just became Division I in like the last 5-10 years, all right? So we're going to go ahead and take Xavier minus one for minus 177. Okay, and then the last one, NBA Hoop Rock, 8:30 p.m. Eastern start, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show. We've got the Boston Celtics at Golden State. I think Boston's about a 2.5-point, 3-point favorite of this game. But it's not going to matter because Steph Curry's at home. And whenever Steph Curry's at home, pretty much take his threes. You'll make them 70% of the time. He'll hit his prop 70% of the time. Over 4.5 threes. That's his 3-point prop usually, 4.5. He'll hit that, like I said, 70% of the time. Might take 15 shots to do it, but he's going to chuck it at from three. Okay, and that's plus 102 right now, and it's going closer to minus money, so you want to get that as soon as possible. Okay, Steph Curry, over 4.5 threes. National TV, first game of the NBA Saturday night series, okay? Saturday night primetime games. He's on national TV, he's at home. And Boston is one of those teams that's supposed to dethrone them as the champs. Boston's looking good. They've got heat over there, too. Brown and Tatum, they do their thing. All right, but this Steph Curry, I don't know who's going to win, but Steph's going to give you 5 threes, all right, at plus 102. So let's recap, all right? College Hoop Rock, we got Ball State minus 9 at 2 p.m. against Evansville, okay? 7 p.m. Eastern, okay? NHL, Toronto minus 1 against Calgary Flames, okay? 3 p.m. Eastern, College Hoop Rock, Battle of Cincinnati, Battle of the Republic of Cincinnati. We're taking Xavier minus 1 for minus 177 with an extra half a unit on it. All right. And then the last one is going to be NBA action. Boston at Golden State. We're going to take Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors to get over 4.5 threes. That's plus 102, and you're losing money every minute. All right. On that one, so you want to get that as soon as possible. But there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, B-I-G-G-I-E-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N. You know what? I haven't done any Instagram posts about it yet or in a while, so don't even worry about it for right now. Just remember my email address, famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, and leave comments for the following two YouTube pages. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, there's on the avatar is a picture of Casper Holstein, the guy who inspired Dr. Valentin Narcisi on Boardwalk Empire, okay? Gray and black photo of a black guy, all right? White and black photo of an old black guy, okay? From the 20s, 1920s. And then there's this one, BCDK_OH_game. That's our trivia sports betting game show. More about that coming, but that should be coming up here real soon because we're working on that hard, all right? Got an important meeting about it in, later after the holidays, all right? After the new year, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. Remember, EFP, every fucking pick. We're not going through that tomorrow what we went through last night today. We're going to fix that, all right? All right, and remember your safe betting. Watch what you're doing. Watch how much you're spending. All right? And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.